Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, July 10th at 2018. It's 2 p.m. We're gathered in the BCC conference room for legal counsel update. President, Commissioner Hare, Commissioner DeYoung. We have three legal folks here today, and we'll go on item number one, codification project update.
Yes, Michelle. So we have submitted the what is an all objective probability final list of answers to code publishing. There was, 12 questions remaining. Pat turned it around immediately. And so that's pending with code publishing. We have conferred along with planning with DLCD, Josh LaBombard, about whether the requisite advance notice is involved here. His position is that yes, we do need to, which we'd been planning on all along, but he has taken the position now with county that we do need to provide DLCD with its requisite advance notice.
And 35 so, days.
35 days, that's right, yep. And so that's our plan. So that does comport with the timeline that we've been anticipating all along.
Can we give him a draft and have something working from that standpoint that, you know, if any edits come of those 12 questions that were answered, or is, are we having to wait for the code publishing to return a final?
Well, please.
Yes, the most current one that I have does not include the last go-round that I sent her. So we're
the
like two back. Yeah, so it's yeah.
Do we wait for them to catch up, or are we just answering those as they respond? Is that what I'm hearing?
The last email from her.
From code publishing?
Our answers went to her on Tuesday, July 3rd. And I believe she was going to try like within a week. I have not heard back from her yet.
And you had the holidays through there too, so.
Yes. In fact, she didn't reply to me on that one until maybe Friday because I think she had taken some time off. So.
Okay.
One thing, I think I talked to Wally about this, but I was thinking that it would be helpful for, especially for the chair, when you're going through and doing the first reading of this thing, that we put together a list of all of those chapters that clearly need to go away at some point, but we're leaving in for now. And
okay.
We'll make that more clear to you, but we basically said that, to be very transparent, we don't wanna just start throwing things out.
We don't just pull them out.
Unless we can actually see and track back something that the board did to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are
okay.
In there. And we think it's better too that it doesn't trigger the notice requirements. What's that one?
Measure 56.
Measure 56 requirement, which would say we have to send it out to everybody.
Rezoning. It's our position. This is not a rezoning.
Who's everybody?
The entire county.
Yeah.
The entire county.
Right.
County.
But because we're not really changing anything,
not
we're just
voters.
Putting it in a nice little package.
Okay.
For ease
yes.
of.
So we're only going to do this once. When we pull everything out, do we have to do it again?
Yes.
Well, we'll end up after the first of the year with a cleanup, and we'll have to go through and probably do each one separately, but you can't put five or six ordinances in one. If there are any repeal ordinances that have to be done, it would have to be after the first of the year. So that's what I wanted to do, is put together a list so that people go, well, we don't still have a library information system, so that's just one I can think of off the top of my head. And of course we don't, but the board never did anything to rescind that or to get rid of it.
Okay.
So.
There are a lot of those?
I haven't put the list together yet.
Okay.
There are a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
So only the ones that we can actually document as having a
that there'd been
back
some
to
action
change.
On it.
Yes.
Okay.
A number of things that code started with have been removed, but we were able to show, well, either there was something that happened at the ballot to remove that, or mainly that, because they had access to all of our ordinances.
This is never been done before? Is it something we're supposed to be keeping up with every 5 years?
We're about the last county to not have a codified code like this. And it's because it's just been a project that's been huge and overwhelming, and we've been able to limp by, but it's not positive. Anybody should be able to go online and say, what are the ordinances that are governing me?
Right, right.
When I move to Josephine right. County, what's it look like, you right. know? And they will be able to do that now. And all of the everything that's transpired, even on non-existing ones, there's a record of everything. So it's all, what we know will be codified in this code. And then the real cleanup, the work, frankly, that I wanted to start 8 years ago was to say, so what should it look like? Right now we've got this hodgepodge of stuff that's not reflective of what our intent should be. So you guys, going forward in January is the time of when she's suggesting that first, second reading in 90 days has happened, where you've got a new ordinance that's clean that you can start working with. It's really not conducive to changing stuff before you have a secure state to go forward from.
You have to have a starting point.
Yeah.
Oh, one other thing about that whole thing is, right now, as you know, we are in the middle of passing some ordinances. They're not effective yet, so we have to have a stop point. So anything happening now, before now and the end of the year, isn't going to make it into this code.
No, because, yeah.
So that'll also go in January.
But we'll do that after the first year and add that?
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have to change those ordinances again.
Yeah.
That seems really ridiculous, because if you're just changing like a numbering element,
yes.
You can't just do that, or you can't do that.
It doesn't appear that we could.
What do we need now?
Like we passed a forestry ordinance
yes.
that is, or we're passing a forestry ordinance yeah. that's delineated in a fashion that is not consistent with what you're codifying.
That's okay. That part
yes.
isn't a problem.
It's changing, like making any substantive changes.
So you can change the numbering. It wouldn't
definitely.
Be called
yes.
ordinance blah, blah, blah anymore. Administratively, we call it number 63 as opposed to 2018-00.
There will be an actual new format for all ordinances
right,
after
right.
we adopt the code.
I think you can change formatting, but you're calling it something else. It's not 2018-16.
Correct, yeah. yes.
It's number
63. Oh, it's just going to go into a chapter. Yeah.
Right, chapter 63
it's
whatever.
It's a lot like a state law when a state law is adopted.
But they're all
and then
ORS,
it goes into the ORS
it.
Later.
It's
yeah.
a change of form, not a change in substance.
Great.
Yeah,
going forward after we get this whole process done, is there a maintenance period? In other words, every 5 years you have to do this and make the changes again, so you're keeping up with something?
We
or do you have to start all over
it
again?
Should be constant.
Our
yes.
contract
okay,
with
right.
code publishing.
So when you add something to it, it will
they,
be in the codified code.
Be in the right
it
chapter.
Be,
and
okay.
We send it off to code. They put it in for
you
us.
Don't, it's
I
not
know.
Like Social Security where you have only a certain amount of time a year where you can get it opt in and opt out and I'll change
no,
your program.
No, it's our code.
Okay.
All right. It's a living
so
document.
It will be up to date once we get the starting point. It'll be up to date. And we've never had a starting point to now.
Right.
So we're really having to create the original document to move forward.
Yeah.
Planning would have had a starting date with different codes. But
right.
there's been other codes that have nothing to do with planning that are also in a policy. It's in a deal, but it's not ever been laid out like the Bible or the Constitution or the ORS. I mean, it's just been about people bunches. Maybe the Bible's a bad example because they were just sticking stuff in. You know,
yeah.
it is.
We'll go there.
It's not a very.
Right,
it's organized
right.
now, but it wasn't. You know, it wasn't thought out the way it should
okay.
be. Everything's just kind of been put together. So.
Well, they're individual ordinances, and they have meaning, and they're the law, but now they're going to be in one place.
So which side of the net is the ball on? Is it on the ball on our
on
in
our
court now?
We're waiting for them, yeah.
And so they okay.
And so the other part of that is I'll probably need to...
And you're looking at, she said within a week.
I'm hoping within...
Any
I'm hoping
day.
By the end of
any
this
day.
Week.
That's this week.
Yeah, I'm hoping by the end of this
well,
week.
Let's call her and give an expectation that it's Friday or something.
Yeah,
I
email her all the time and say, hey. And she's very good at getting back to us right away, except when she was gone. But as soon as she, right now I've got access to two different renditions of it, and you have to get in there with a, you know, password and all of that. But once she says, okay, this is the most current, up-to-date one, whoever wants me to send it to them with a way to get into it, we can do that. If you'd like to see it, and you can play around with it.
I don't want an electronic version. I want a printed copy that I'm reviewing so I can make notes. My goal is to say, you know, why is this? How is this? Do I have a track changes version of like what we started with where we're at? Because questions make me question. Like, how did you get there?
How did who get there?
Well, if I look at this is where we started and this is where we're at. Questions got you from here to here.
You mean
am
from
I gonna
the
see
first
those?
Code that they put together?
Yeah. Am I going to see those?
I have boxes of those if you'd like to see them. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't want to elongate the process, but somebody's going to be able to, you know, stand up there and say, with everything else that I've ever done,
well,
I can
have a red light version.
From the 1,300 pages of the urban growth boundary, all that stuff, I used to know it backwards and forwards, the Bayless property. Somebody's going to have to say, you know, if somebody asks something, you're going to be able to answer,
mm-hmm.
how do we get from here to here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's been the bulk of the work.
Yeah.
That's exactly
no,
what's
I know.
Happened here. So.
Okay.
I mean, it's like three or, I don't know, it's around 300 pages, maybe a little bigger. Obviously, the bulk of the code is the RLDC.
Right.
So,
well, the size doesn't necessarily intimidate me from a standpoint that the Community Wildfire Protection Plan was, you know.
Well, we can print it, too. I mean, we can...
I'll
can do whatever. I mean, we can print it off what they send us. They're going to want to know in the end if we want a pretty copy, and I think we've already determined that we don't need that because it's pretty expensive.
Not yet.
To get
we'll,
the bound
we'll
book.
We'll print it if we need to.
Yeah.
It's premature, in my opinion, to print something that you have every expectation of refining pretty significantly.
Of changing it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been printing it all along because we had to go through it.
Yeah.
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 But
do you feel
except
confident
for the last
that you're
two.
in a phase where a printable version isn't going to change too terribly much?
As soon as she sends me the next one, because that will be it.
Okay.
That will be the one that goes to DLCD. Because, and that was the thing that we're going to have to also find out if they, I think they can do electronic. Right?
Yeah, you submitted electronic.
Yeah, so we can get it to them electronically.
Well, 35 days should afford, I can get it done in 35 days. They're going to review it, I can review it in that time. So great.
Okay. Any other questions on item one?
At the end of this week, she'll have all of your stuff in and be able to send you an electronic version that you're expecting to send to DLCD?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
Unless she doesn't.
Unless she has more questions.
She was pretty clear that was the end of her questions.
Okay.
And the questions that I answered were, what were they? They were mostly about animal control stuff at this point, yeah, just some.
Okay, any other questions?
No, that's okay.
Moving on to item number two.
Yeah, Citizen sent in a letter to the board and to myself.
Did you all get a copy of Senator Bear Trevor's letter?
Mm-hmm. And he's,
well, let's be clear, he signed it as a citizen.
Citizen Herman.
So he's quite adamant about this issue, and I need to bring it before the board. Now, if you want us to begin bringing you options along these lines, I'm here to accept the board's guidance on that. If you wanted to see how it plays out, then we can do that too.
My starting point is the fact that we don't have authority over the 911. We are a member of an agency.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have, the board had relinquished control of said agency.
Yes. It's a standalone government.
The administration.
Are they their own agency or are they through the city? Who are they? Who do they answer to?
They answer to the board that governs them, and we're a member of that agency.
Yeah, one
member of that board.
One vote is my understanding.
Yeah.
On that board.
And
the commissioner who's a member.
Is it the 911 board? What's its
yes.
title?
Uh-huh. 911 board.
And who all are members of it? City, us.
Fire protection agencies, some of them, and not all of them apparently, and the city. We can get you the list of the people who are members of it, but I think that this needs to be shared with the entire board, and that I'm totally in favor if that's necessary for the county to advocate, but our member isn't here. So maybe we should hold off on this discussion, but he didn't specifically reference, but file a complaint for damages as litigation. You're not asking for charity. You're looking for litigation to solve your issues. So treating this as any other citizen, they've expressed the interest in potentially filing litigation. So I would leave it up to legal counsel to respond.
Okay.
To say that we're pursuing this issue and that when he's going to sue, he's not suing us, we'll be named, but your agency to sue is the 911. And you should have steer him in the direction of we're one member of this agency. You need to...
There's that...
context. If we'd had authority over this and it was a unilateral decision of the board to make this correction or change, that would be one thing.
He takes it that it is. He's well steeped, of course, in fire suppression in that topic.
Yeah.
He's deliberately pointing at the county. And so I can engage him.
He can, from a standpoint of being responsible outside of the fire protection districts, for what happens in that area, but not over how it's communicated. That's 911.
Okay. Yep.
That's how I would frame it. That's how I see the liability lining up. But we probably shouldn't discuss too much more.
No, I'm just looking. If you want me to.
You're the guy I want
issue,
you to.
Then that's what
I think you need to call Mr. Beartrigger and see what his real concerns are, because.
I know what his
concern
is.
I think I know where he's going with it.
Exactly.
I think we all do, but from that standpoint, we really don't have jurisdiction over that. Is that what you're saying? That we really can't unilaterally go and
six
say
elements of
we're
the
only
policy
one
decision.
We're only one vote.
Yeah.
Okay. So it needs
very
to go
easily. Our position could
we
be.
We can't just say, hey, we're the Board of County Commissioners. You will and you will and you will, and this guy's going to be allowed in and that guy's out or anything like that. We're not allowed to do that.
I'll look at your options.
Not at this current
structure. Yeah, let's do it that way. I think you're right.
But I'll engage with the citizen along the way.
Talk.
It's very similar to like the Solid Waste Agency. It's had its ability to develop its own kind of a structure thing. Now, we're a charter member of that, as we're a charter member of the 911 agency. I would imagine if at any point the board felt this isn't going well and your agency has, you know, put them on notice, all these other things, same thing with solid waste, figure it out.
Should we be convening a meeting of the 911 board with this? Or let's let you, you do the digging around. If you say we need to have...
We would issue them a recommended trajectory change.
Right. We need to all sit in a room as the whole...
Yeah, where the county
all
left off.
All the players
off,
need to be in the room and come up with a solution for this.
So where things left off vis-a-vis the county was a year or more ago, was the Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs Association had agreed, well, back up a little bit. So 911 purportedly will not tone out agencies unless they're members of the Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs Association.
Yes, that's what I would like to believe.
Reportedly, Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs Association will not allow members of organizations that have certain employees working for them.
That's one standard, one element.
And that's where he thinks the county, but that's where he thinks the county has a nexus here.
We are not even members of the Rogue Fire Chiefs Association, you know?
Let me draw up your options for you. Should I work with one commissioner individually? Perhaps Commissioner Morgan?
She's the liaison.
Even though she's not here, but she is the established liaison.
She's
so
the established.
She's established liaison. Let's leave it with that.
Okay.
Then go from there. You just kind of, I think we all know what the issue is and who he's talking about here and all that. And it's a concern. In my mind, I don't think we should mince words and territories and anything else when it comes to fire. That's all we need is to have somebody, well, I'm not going to call you, and he's got all these resources, and it's right next door, and he's not getting called because of the Fire Chiefs Association. That, I have an issue with that.
Okay.
I mean,
so,
if I was a Fire Chiefs Association, I want all the help I can get.
I'll go ahead and process it. I'll process it going forward as a legal matter, keep the board informed appropriately, work with one member of the board to engage the citizen along the way.
Okay.
And provide updates, of course, as appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't have an official directive to the 911 agency or the Rogue Fire Chiefs yet.
Nope.
So when.
The liaison doesn't have authority to make those decisions.
Not that I know of.
No, I know. I just did that. Unless Commissioner DeYoung's all in favor of it, but you need to come back for us to do a trajectory of direction. I know where we want to go, but I want to know all the nuances to make a decision.
Going forward from here, Wally's going to get, you're going to put this thing in.
Yes.
Perspective, check with the liaison and then bring it back to the board when they have something concrete and maybe a direction or an option or two. Okay, does that make sense?
It does.
Good. Any more on that?
I don't.
Nope, I don't have either. So moving on to item number three is additional subject matter from commissioners.
I just wanted to talk about agenda delineations, and I think I've already done this, but I really want us to be strategic about when we're talking about properties in pursuit of acquisition or disposition, that we don't have to delineate any more than we actually do, and it's not in our best interest, I think, to put more on paper than we have to. So
I understand.
That's my recommendation. And I don't know that actually we need to talk about B at this point. I think we've decided to table that.
Okay, table.
We have out, that's what our previous conversation was at.
Yes.
Great.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay.
I got a deal from this guy who just came in about Grants Pass Segregation District and the washout repairs of Sand Creek, and I think I'll call him back, tell him that the district is doesn't have anything to do with us, I don't think. You can read it real quick, I can see.
Well, there was a conversation. It was their infrastructure that led to Sand Creek's. That's what I'd heard.
Yeah.
You've been out there, you would know.
Yeah.
It just seems kind of odd that the point, you know, the resident point of the river or the creek would drop so significantly when it's been up. I heard there was infrastructure that washed out from the irrigation district that brought the level of the creek down. But I don't know.
You're doing a lot of work out there right now.
As far as I know, it's still underway or getting underway.
I think they're all done with that project.
Signed off on a bunch of
The revitalization of the creek and everything is done, other than upstream from where the irrigation district clanks in, up when we get to our bridge.
Is this near the bridge?
Within probably 100 yards of it.
Okay. I mean, they're doing work right now on the bridge.
Yeah, on the bridge, yes. But I think they're talking about prior to the flood and after the flood, now there's just a little trickle of water and so on and so forth. But I think the irrigation district was supposed to pipe all that stuff in, according to FEMA, is what I'm led to believe. And I wouldn't doubt that the old irrigation district leaking into Sand Creek was probably what kept it charged most of these years. And now they're not allowed to do that. They've repaired all the leaks and everything else. So guess what? My well dried up. Well, you wanted it all piped in. The part of the irrigation district is to feed the aquifer between, is what I believe. So I don't know how to handle that. And I think it would be, I'd refer to the irrigation district because, I mean, that's, we didn't do anything out there other than the bridge. That's the only charge the county has is what are we going to do about that bridge? That's the only project that the county has out there is the bridge. And that's upstream from the irrigation flow.
Where the water flows is state jurisdiction. With their responsibility.
Yeah, the irrigation, you know, how much water they put in the ditch and when they put it in there, it comes down there and then it goes through this flume and then it comes back up through the damaged portion of Sand Creek is now piped where it used to be open and now it's piped. End of conversation.
Yeah, pretty much.
It no longer leaks out. So I don't know if that's what was actually feeding. I can tell when they don't fill the ditches up on Tokay and Highline. Because Gilbert Creek is way down. We're the return connection to the Rogue River for two canals. And if they don't put the water in the canals, it's low, but it went. But he's talking that it's real low and trickling where it used to.
Sure. Okay.
So.
Okay.
All righty.
So what are we doing? Are we doing something with that?
I think it's an irrigation district thing, but I don't know whether legal should call them and say this. Or I can call them and just say, you know, I'll just say, we probably ought to have you go through irrigation district because it's their district. They got their board of directors and they're on it, okay?
We'll plan for Commissioner DeYoung to engage with GPID and the citizen, of course. Okay.
I'll do that this afternoon.
Great.
Okay, are we ready to go here?
I'm ready if you are.
Today is Tuesday, July 10th, 2018 at 6:25 PM. Gilchrist County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 4A is Michael Garnier versus Julie Smelter, Josephine County, case number 18CV25874-ORS192.6602H. And item B has been tabled. And approved representatives of the news media and designated staff should be allowed to attend the executive session. All of the members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made at executive session. At the end of executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back in the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:26 p.m. We're back in session at 2:55. Legal counsel update will continue, and we didn't have anything really on.
No, just proceed with resolving the case.
Just continue with resolving. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Item number 5, additional subject matters from commissioners.
I don't think I have anything today.
I don't either. So, with that, we are adjourned at 2:55. Thank you.
All right.
And I'll get a hold of these folks today.
Very, very good. Let us know if we can assist in any way.
Do that right now.
Yeah. I'll engage.
And number 2, you want this confidential back?
Let's do it now. We'll find a good home.
Yeah. I would pass the shredder on my way.